If we look at business, running a business, with regards to running a business, there are two types of business or trade. One is that type of business, or those businesses that are large stores, expensive products are sold. Because they are expensive products, so different types of people or customers go to those stores, select stores, due to expense, due to the amount of money, the value, certain people only go to. The other type of trade or business are smaller stores, smaller traders, and we see certain shops, you have like Poundland or the Pound Shop. Now in the big stores and the smaller stores like Poundland, you'll see quite a lot of difference. Different types of, if you name Poundland or Pound Store or Pound Shop, then a person says, oh, there'll be small things there because everything's a pound or under sometimes, isn't it? And there'll be nothing expensive there. And the big store, if you name a big store, obviously you'll start thinking about valuable things, more expensive things, quality things. And then what happens in the evening when both businesses account for their day, look how much stock has been sold and how much turnover has come in. The big store, mashallah, has big things, big products, but in reality, not all, but mostly the pound shops or pound lands sometimes earn more than the bigger, so-called bigger stores. What's the reason for this? The reason is that the pound land or pound shop, etc., everybody's need is fulfilled. Even a little child will go in there, and a four-year-old child, he'll go in there, he'll find products that suit him there as well, a four-year-old. And he'll spend his money. And the same way, if you spend a little bit higher volume, more people come. Customers who spend less, by the evening, they are earning stacks. And a lot of stock is removed or sold. This is an example. So it's not necessary that a person has to open up a big store. If you don't have that much money, you can open a pound shop. And you'll succeed and to a very high level. End of the day, he is equivalent, the pound shop, pound land, his turnover income to the bigger stores. And our amal, in the same way, you can say it's similar to these two stores. One is the high level store, you can get beautiful decorated deeds, amal. And one is also the pound shop, similar to the pound land, deeds, smaller scale. So what's the pound shop, the pound land in terms of deeds? Little so-called small deeds, subhanAllah. And what will happen in the akhirah, in the hereafter, that those people who have the big deeds, the people with the pound shop equivalent of deeds, will go beyond that person. They'll be more successful. Because when the products sell, the big stores products when they sell, it happens few and far between. But in the evening when they account, when they do hisab and count the turnover, in the same way in the hereafter, those with the so-called big deeds and those with the smaller deeds so-called, before sleeping when they do hisab, how much have I earned or done today, then hopefully, inshallah, the pound shop actions will surpass the big shop actions. So this is a sort of attention I'd like to attract from you or give to you and earn myself. And this is where we fail. That, oh, I have a desire to do business, what shall I do? Don't have enough money. You'll hear this from people. Yaar, I want to start up a business. And mostly people who do business are sat here. I haven't got that much money to my name. Some people, you see, they have a shop, but due to saying money, they don't start up their business. They say they don't have enough to do a startup. So brother, start up like a pound land. Alhamdulillah, smaller scale, and your business will go beyond the bigger stores. In the same way with amal, with deeds, the big deeds, if you cannot practice them, if I say to you in the morning, you have to get up, wake up all night long, stay awake, do tahajjud, sayam, great rewards. Great rewards, read four juz, four paras, do this much tasbih, this much worship. I think half of the people will scarpa. Oh, this is too hard. This is too tough. This is not for me. So here, a big store doesn't open up. Rather, I open up the smallest pound shops and display them to everybody. That nobody should leave empty-handed. Come to the pound land, open up your pound land of deeds and start implementing the smaller deeds. Who doesn't have desire to go to paradise? Tell me. Who doesn't want to go to paradise, alhamdulillah, have a permanent good life? Every Muslim desires to have permanent goodness. The desire does get buried in this world, but as age increases, then the intention is made, but then time has passed. That time there's a lot of desire at the old age when a person doesn't have the energy to practice anymore. All life long, he buries and suppresses his desires in the love of the dunya. Due to the love of dunya, he doesn't fulfill his desires, good desires. But in the end, close to death, the desire to do good increases, but he's physically not able at that time. So my brothers, the amount of life we have now, the life that we've got now, we should utilize it. Use it. If we can't practice big deeds, Allah Ta'ala has given us so many multitudes of deeds, such products, alhamdulillah, then in the evening if we calculate, our situation status could go very high indeed. Very high. And even the people who do big deeds, lengthy deeds, should think and start doing smaller deeds. And those poor souls who are disheartened, I can't do this, I can't worship, it's hard for me to do. If you can't do too much, then what's the benefit, you say, of doing this and this? What's the point of doing smaller deeds? What benefit will I get from this? Never think like this. Never think like this. Allah Ta'ala has given us so many small deeds, just like the products in the pound land. Put those products in your stool and see by the evening how many of your deeds will sell. How much value you will accrue. And there's no need to have a sale. Or Allah Ta'ala says that many, many angels will come to collect your deeds that you've implemented. Many angels will come. These are the amal that you need to prepare. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was present one day, and Allah Ta'ala sent wahi, revelation, that, O Musa, you know, this was the discussion between Allah and Allah Ta'ala would discuss with Musa alayhi salam, such discussions, that after you a Nabi will come, subhanAllah, and the glory of this Prophet is that he is my beloved, subhanAllah. And when my beloved, when his ummah will also be beloved to me, his nation, subhanAllah. So for this reason, all the ummahs, all the prophets, whatever I give to him, I've given to this Nabi. And what I didn't give to any of the ummahs before, I've given to this ummah. That none of the ummahs before had the value and the things that I'm going to give to this ummah. Allah Ta'ala said, Musa. Musa said, Allah, what is it that you've given to this ummah to come? Allah said, I've given them a great and enormous treasure that I've not given to any previous nation. What is that, Allah? So Allah Ta'ala said to Musa, I've given to this ummah what? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah said, I've given them this kalima. What a short statement, short product. So if you put this on your pound shop stall, put it in your pound shop of deeds and see by the evening how much you've earned if you recite this. Alongside this, Allah Ta'ala says, I swear by my honor. By my honor, Allah Ta'ala says, that person won't even recite it. As soon as he completes reciting it, I will instill barakah into what he's doing. If he recites Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Look at this. What is it? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Starting in the name of Allah, whatever you do. Is this difficult? Is there anyone who cannot recite this? Tell me. Is there anyone who cannot recite this? Is there any excuse for not reciting this verse, this kalima? Is there? Such a strong amal, such a strong deed. And there was a blind person sitting nearby and he heard this and he thought, I'll take advantage of this situation. He put his hand up and said, Allah, the ummah will come. But what about me? Give me success. I've heard this kalima. That please, due to the barakah of this kalima, can you correct my eyesight? Say, subhanAllah. He hadn't even lowered his hand and the light came into his vision and he could see. Subhanallah. So this is what we've got, my brothers. This is what we've got. This is what we've received. My Hazrat was sat down, someone came and said, oh please, can you do dam on me? Yes, it was jinn in his, or some problems in his life, issues. So Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, looked at him and blew on him. And I put my hands together and said, Hazrat, so quickly you've done dam and he's rectified his issue. And Hazrat smiled and said, What did I say? I said that which Allah Ta'ala gave to us, to this ummah. And Hazrat, what was that? Hazrat Sahib said, I said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And I blew on him. SubhanAllah. So this was their yaqeen. We keep on blowing, but we're empty and just spit will come out of our mouths. Because we have no yaqeen. The jinn, it disappeared from him. That evil force escaped. This way he was fine, totally healthy. And he said, Hazrat, what did you decide? Anyway, there's a story beyond that. Hazrat Sahib told me that as well, the event, mashallah. Hazrat Sahib gave him that permission. Hazrat said, Farooqi Sahib, I give you ijazah. You can also do this. Subhanallah. So Allah's name is a great name, my brothers. But for us, Allah Ta'ala, what He's given to us is for our ease. And He's showing them to us a small scale. But we don't even go towards it. He said, no. This is not a deed practice, brothers. Look, this day and age, we're living in this era. We need to accept. Even if we want to practice, we cannot do mujahidah. We cannot strive and toil and struggle and do long ibadahs the previous ummahs did, awliya Allah did, the friends of Allah did. This is a scientific age, advanced technology era. It's a unique era we're living in. So Allah Ta'ala has made such deeds for us that we will not lose out. We won't lose out if we implement them. As Ali karamallahu wajh radiyallahu anhu, he stated that when this verse was revealed, it's a verse of the Quran, in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When this verse was revealed, he stated that with my ears I heard all the mountains were swaying and rejoicing. Subhanallah. He stated that when a person recites this verse, reads this verse, wherever he is, that place around him, the earth, it also starts to recite. We don't recognize, but the creation knows how great the name of Allah is. Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allahu Akbar. You're reciting this, and the creation around is witnessing this. Everything in the universe is existent based on this. Who gives? Allah says, me, Allah, I give. Ar-Rahman, my attributes. Everyone who desires and requires and requests, Allah says, I give to him. I don't leave anyone empty-handed. Ar-Rahim, and what's the attribute, the meaning of this one? That whoever is my disobedient, I give to him as well. I give to them as well. Whoever every form of creation, when it comes to giving, Allah says that my attribute is on the uruj. I don't differentiate. Does he believe in me, not believe in me? I give food to everyone. Chickens to this person I give. Food I give to this person as well. Yes? As Ibrahim alayhi salam, you heard that event? That his habit, blessed habit, was that he wouldn't eat on his own. He'd sit and wait until a guest wouldn't come. Then he'd eat. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Once he said, I need a guest with me, then I'll eat. Once a guest came after many days, and he said, come sit with me, let's eat. When he sat down, he said, who are you? He said, I'm this man, I'm from this religion. He said, go, I cannot give you food. If you don't accept my deen, if you accept my Allah, you can eat, otherwise go. He said, okay, fine, I don't believe in your Lord. If you want to give me food, give, otherwise I'll go. He went straight away. Wahi, revelation came from Allah, Ibrahim. 60 years I fed him, I gave him food, and he doesn't believe in me. He doesn't believe in me, I gave him food, and one day he came to you and you couldn't give him food for one occasion? So Allah is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah says the whole universe is existent based on my glory and status and greatness, Allah's favor. Subhanallah, otherwise a person cannot exist and live. But Allah Ta'ala has given the glory to this ummah, such a great kalama He's given to this ummah. Such a great kalama He's given to this ummah. Recitation. So now if we just recite this product and put this into our shelf of products in our life, that every action we do in our life, before we do that, what will we recite first and foremost? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah has sworn by His honor, by His jalal, I will instill barakah, my barakah, into your action. I will instill the action of yours with my mercy. Let's ask ourselves honestly. Do we ever recite this kalima regularly? Put your clothes on, don't know. Eating, don't know. Sitting in the car, don't know. You're in a rush doing things, don't know. Coming to the masjid, don't know what to recite. This kalima, if we hold on to this kalima, that every action I do, how will I resume or start it? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Grab this, Bismillah ar-Rahman. Pick this up, Bismillah ar-Rahman. Pick up a glass, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Every action you do with your tongue, just connect yourself to Allah, that way before you start that action, recite this kalima sharif, Bismillah ar-Rahman. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. That's all you have to practice. And see that how that action progresses. Until the evening, the amount you'll earn, even the big stores won't earn that. The big shot worshippers in the hadith is stated, those will come with the big deeds. There'll be some people, their amal will be high, lofty. They'll say, Hazrat, how come their deeds went high up and they got rank and light? Allah will say, they said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, before they started action, these people didn't. Those who did the big actions. See the big store? It's gone downhill. And those small stores, the pound shop, is gone beyond high. So if you can't do big actions, big worship, lengthy worship, at least do the small things. That what Allah Ta'ala has given us small formulas, small success stories, we should implement them. So much protection Allah Ta'ala has kept in this kalima. That after reciting this kalima, whatever action you start, if you're ill, you're upset, worries, jinn, magic, evil forces, whatever in your life, make this a habit, a ritual. Hanafi Yaqeen said, we run to the magicians, the exorcists, the sorcerers. We don't know that we don't need to go to X, Y, Z. Have your iman, you're a Muslim. Look after your life. Pull yourself together. Sit down. Think. Rizq will come. Wealth will come. Iman will come. Deen will come. Everything will come into your life with Allah Ta'ala's permission. Everything. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Tell me. So brothers, my brothers, another point comes to mind. In the Fadail, this hadith has been reproduced, narrated, so I'm presenting to you, because our pious elders have recited this. I'm not going to this, is this a Musnad, Da'if, or Hasan, or Sahih, but it's in Fadail, our pious predecessors have mentioned it, so we should be hopeful in the mercy of Allah that we will get something. These blessed statements of the Walis Allah, they only say things sometimes, it's ilham, inspiration, Allah instills into their heart that speak about this and deliver this to the Ummah, to the creation, so Allah gives benefit. Don't look at the category of hadith. So that's why I give the reference very seldom. I say, the Wali Allah mentioned this, so I will reproduce that statement with a good knee intention. So he stated that with regards to Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a further point is that when a person recites Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every letter, just like the Quran, you know about the Quran, because it's in the Quran, every letter, not the word, Bismillah, letter, ba, seen, meme, 40,000 good deeds you will get to your record books. 40,000. 40,000 good deeds in your record book, 40,000 sins forgiven, and 40,000 times over in Jannah, your level will multiply. For reciting one letter. 70 years, more than that, for 70 years, with every action, if you carry on doing this, recite this kalima and do actions in your life for 70 years, then imagine your status in Jannah. Imagine. But nafs desires doesn't let us do this. Nafs. We don't do big actions, we don't do the small actions. And the beauty of this deed, the pound shop deeds, when you start small scale deeds, Allah gives promotion, your store will expand. Become big. You'll become the owner of the shop. Then you'll start doing big deeds. You'll start to pray tahajjud, sayam, qiyam, fasting. For example, your worship elevates, the deeds will elevate. Experience this. Will you do this, brothers? Inshallah. Grab hold of this deed. It's a fantastic deed. Utilize this deed. Shaitan invites us to himself. Yes, shaitan drags us down. No, don't do this. You won't get any reward. The ghost, the kutub of his time, I've given his example. My sheikh in front of me. And that person came, he was distressed, upset, jinnat. He said, Hazrat, do dam on me. Give me some formula. Hazrat Sahab recited and blew on him. And I haven't seen a shorter dam than this. And he was cured. He said, I recite this, you recite this, and I'll write for you. And he wrote it for me and gave me the permission, my sheikh. SubhanAllah. And I've seen the effect of this. Whenever a wali Allah, such a great wali, ghawth, kutab of his time, kutab al-arshad, says to a student, I'm doing this, you do this as well, and gives the ijazah, I was the shagir, the student. And this is the wali Allah, his josh, his passion. If he gives someone permission, he gives it. He didn't give permission to anyone else, Hazrat Sahib, for this. He was 70 khalifas of Hazrat Sahib in the world, but he gave this humble servant permission. He wrote it and gave me this ijazah. You can also use this. So what I'm trying to say is that alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, in these things there's barakah. Mu'min's life is barakah beyond barakah. If I say to someone, do this, can you tell me something bigger than this? A lengthier kalima than this? Isn't there any other wazifa? They don't enjoy. They want to sit down all night long, repeat the statements. They don't enjoy. They want pain and burden. My brothers, anyway, I'm a sinful person. I'm not really a good person. I speak about the walis of Allah. When a wali Allah says something from his blessed tongue, grab it. Big, short, lengthy, short, whatever. If it's a small kalima, common, grab hold of it. Don't be stubborn. No. It's not weighty. It's not lengthy. I've seen this so commonly. When I give dhikr to someone, is that it? You just want me to do this dhikr? No more? So when you attain something from a teacher, consider it as a treasure. If it's short, or not long, then think, oh, I'm so lucky, Allah's given me something small and I'm getting success from this. It can come big as well. Stay up all night long, give this much sadaqah, then you'll run after, then the shaykh won't repeat after that. He won't repeat. He said, I've given to you, that's it, go. You can't then reduce it after that. If you're not grateful, then you're stuck, isn't it? Then you're stuck. If once you get something cheap, low value, lengthy, short, why do you want to ask for more and ask for more and be stubborn? Then they say, okay, do lengthy. Then you're stuck with that. So this is a fantastic deed Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the beginning of every action. Let's look some other products. There's a, I'll tell you a few more. I'll tell you one or two more if you want to do them. Will you do these actions? Inshallah. And then you'll forget the bigger actions which are harder to do. Doesn't mean that those who are doing big actions come to the small. Has there ever been a big store opens and he shuts down, opens up a pound and has this ever happened? No. Yes? So don't do that now. If you're already set on good deeds or doing tajjud or I'll leave that and do other things. No. Be grateful that mashallah, you've got a big shop and you've got the smaller shop as well. Then you've got earnings from both. That's what you should do. From a business perspective I'm speaking. Won't you be happy? Yes. That, oh, this takeaway's mine and this big shop's mine. You say, oh, you know, this is a side business I've got. You say that, won't he? I've got a big shop and a side business. In reality, that this the smaller stores, they overcome the loss of the big shop. Say, subhanAllah, I'm a businessman. I was, I know. Sometimes the smaller products, they cover the losses of the bigger products. Doesn't it? Don't they? All businessmen are saying, here they know. Yes, look here, he's sitting in front of you. Where does he, how did he arrive here to this point? This is how he knows. This is how the business progresses. He's sitting here, the brother who runs business, this brother runs business, different brothers. So always what happens is that the smaller products, smaller shops, they cover the losses of the bigger ones. So Allah Ta'ala knows I'll give him smaller scale deeds, so they will also make up for the loss of the bigger deeds. These are beneficial points I'm giving to you. This is not a joke. This is serious discussion. We are in a very bad state today. Very, very close up people will disappear from it. They'll disappear from it. You don't realize. They come and sometimes, for example, will disappear from the world. So just 2 days ago, I was in a janazah salah. And until now, I'm still, the sadness hasn't come out from my heart due to this. And that I was reciting janazah and they said his janazah will be downstairs in the basement. And mostly it's here in this hall, isn't it? The janazah. It was Asr time. We said, okay, we'll go down. Went to Asr Salah. There's a janazah there. Somebody's, he had passed away. He was there. Just a few brothers. Maybe 2 rows with difficulty. And after praying janazah, then Fajr time came. And a brother used to come here. His child used to be with him. Arab brother. Every day we used to meet. And we used to stand next to each other in Salah. There was a link, a connection. After a few days, he disappeared. I was a bit surprised. And mashallah, good brother. I said, where's he gone? Obviously, someone who prays Salah, you don't see him. You have some worry. This is a principle. This is the methodology. A person should ask, why isn't he coming? Shouldn't see he's this person, he's in this party, or he's in that group. No, Muslim, due to be a Muslim, you should be a little bit upset. You should do dua. That Allah is everything fine. He hasn't come. So every day I would think, I can't see him, I haven't seen him, where is he? A few days passed, by chance I saw one day, and he had a stick in his hand, he was a child with him, a beautiful child used to sit next to him, I used to see him, he used to get told off his child, then his father used to get up and smack him, say, sit down, pray. So he sat there on the chair, and everyone was looking, then I stood up, in my life, first time I went up to him, and you feel like this, isn't it, because we have dhikr, and then people would leave. So I went up to him, said, Assalamu alaikum, asked, how is he? He was happy, the brother, and he was speaking quietly. I said, how are you? Everything okay? I said, please, how can I help you, assist you? And he, I said, then 2-3 days he came, he started to pray, standing up. It was a person wants to stand, then he got dizzy when he was standing. He couldn't stand up, he was ill, he had gone ill. Don't know what illness he had. Then he disappeared again. Then the child came to Salah Fajr. Then out of habit, I saw him. I went up and asked him, how's your father? He said, he's died. Inna lillahi. I said, died? I said, when? He said, yesterday. Asr Salah was janazah. You were there. I said, was that your father? He said, yeah, it was his janazah, my father's. I tell you, from there, the tears came out of my eyes. All day until Ishraq, I kept on crying for him. Subhanallah. We're looking at that child, a young child, an orphan. Suddenly, 13, 14 years old. And his father used to tell him off, scold him, want to teach him Quran, he used to mess around the child. He used to sit here in the corner. And he'd come, and he'd, sometimes he'd want to come, sometimes he'd open the door, and I saw the child. And when he told me this, I was so shocked. So quickly a person disappears. It's like a dream. He was here the day before, a few days before. Suddenly I thought that what will he have earned, what he had done in his life, the sketch of the life comes in front of you. So my brothers, don't know how many brothers are here now who will disappear soon. That sometimes after praying janazah, like you don't even know whose janazah you've read. We forget people so quickly. The shortness of this world is so short, this life. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If Allah gives understanding to someone and he changes his life for the better, changes his thought processes, changes his lifestyle, rather he assigns himself to a wali Allah. He sells himself to a wali Allah. Tell you the truth, whoever sells himself to a wali Allah, friend of Allah, imagine that individual. Imagine that individual, that he's understood the meaning of life, the message of life. He's understood the reality of life. And for us, everything's a joke. Everything's a joke and a jest. Don't say, take what I'm saying badly. We've come to dhikr, but we don't know what's important, what's priority. We thought before we'd come that we link this action to the akhirah, to our life, and understand the importance of what we're doing. That man who prayed salah, that for life now he cannot pray, he cannot prostrate. That was his last salah, his last prostration. Maybe this could be today our last sujood in our Isha salah. It's a massive point. This could be our last prostration after this, until Qiyamah. After Qiyamah you won't prostrate either. In Jannah you cannot pray Salah. You cannot pray Salah. The enjoyment of Salah is in this world. The enjoyment will change in the hereafter. Yes, and this rubbing your forehead on the earth with humility, humble, rubbing your forehead, Subhana Rabbil Ala, Subhana Rabbil Adhim. Where will you get this enjoyment after dying? Where? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? Change your lives. Improve your lives. In your youth, don't think I'm here forever. Don't consider yourself big shot, big hair. Don't look at your money, your businesses. Don't look at your children. I swear by Allah, every second, think one thing. Look at your grave, where you're going to go. Nobody knows where your grave is going to be. Some graves are such places people cannot imagine. Where after they die, will they be buried? Oh, he's died. Where's he been buried? How did he die? It happened like this, just like that. Allah wrote this day, this second, this minute, he was going to die in this location. And he's buried in the... I'm sat here today, you're sat here today. Don't know where I'm going to die. It takes minutes, seconds. And then the ticket's made, death certificate. Allah Ta'ala gives you a flight, a ticket, plane. Allah prepares within minutes and seconds. He takes you to another part of the world where Malik al-Maut, the angel of death, will come and take your ruh out, your spirit out. Seconds it takes, seconds. All your life you try, I can't get a visa, I won't go there. Suddenly a person gets to such a blessed place or another place that maybe he's been so few instances in his life to a place. Few instances in his life. You go, here? Person shocked that he went so far away from his home, I never saw him or thought of him going there. But Allah Ta'ala knows I have to take him somewhere else, right? How can we have guarantee where we're going to be X, Y, Z in a certain day? We don't know. So, my friends, if we just do these actions, that Allah Ta'ala, I'm telling you, that Allah Ta'ala is making me say to you, allowing me to say to you, so will we go in the morning? Yes? That, for example, if you wake up for tahajjud, if you can't wake up for tahajjud in the morning, look at smaller scale deeds. Allah has given us many deeds. Do you know what Allah has announced? Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala has announced this. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has announced this. That in the days of corruption and fitna and fasad. What's the day of fitna? What is the era of fasad? Ignorance, foolishness. The generation of foolishness. What is the generation of foolishness and backwardness and fitna and test? When women will be immodest and men will have no beards. On the faces, the beards will have been shaved and the women will be naked with their clothes. They will look naked. That is the era of foolishness and backwardness. When that sign is seen in the world, the women are immodest and the men in their homes, they have spoiled their faces, which is the azab from Allah. Allah says that I will give you the azab on your faces. Someone's got this long, everyone's forgotten. The sunnah of Rasulullah is what? Is what? Man ahya sunnati inda fasad al-ummati. Fasad ummati. What is fasad? These two signs I've told you of fasad. Two signs of sin, big signs of sin. The men's faces will have changed and the women's bodies will be apparent. And they'll be proud. Oh, I look beautiful, handsome. He's looking at the mirror, talking to himself. I look so beautiful, mashallah. I look so beautiful without the beard. And he's singing in the mirror while he's shaving his beard. And women will be naked and they'll be praising. I look beautiful. I'm leaving the home without clothes. Look at my libas. Oh, it's tight. Look at the enjoyment, how beautiful I look. Look at my hair that's flowing and people can see. My father will see. My brother will see. My uncle will see. My chacha will see. They'll praise me. And they praise. And they praise. And outside people says, darling, you're looking good. And father says, my daughter, you're looking nice. Is this not the day we're living in? Is this not just the facade generation? Father will say, you're looking beautiful, my daughter. Do you have any friends? Allah. Haven't you got friends up to now looking this good? Astaghfirullah. This is the era. Muslims, brothers. I'm not talking about other people. Muslim families. I've heard from my ears. Mother and father will say, who are your friends, daughter? Bring them home, no problem. Bring them home, wallahi. Bring them home. What do we call this day and age? The generation of facade. And this is what Allah Ta'ala is reminding us, that this generation will come. Men's faces will be spoilt, changed. Women's bodies will be apparent. And the seal on that day and age will be, what will be that generation? The generation of facade. Allah has defined it. You understand the sign of facade now? This is the sign of facade. That time Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in that day and age, bad situation, bad day and age, that you will be finding it difficult to do big deeds. And those people who do big deeds, they'll be showing off to people, they'll be proud of their deeds, and there'll be dunya in their hearts. They'll do it for the sake of dunya. And those deeds will stench. They'll stink. It'll become traditional deeds, showing off deeds, worship for the sake of showing off to people, for the sake of having a big name. There'll be dunya, wealth, and every deed they do behind that dunya. And how much will I get for this? What will I get upon this? Yeah, how much profit will be doing this? You think, what will I get due to this deed? How much will I earn in the wealth due to this? And there'll be nobody who will do a deed for the sake of the akhir. Everybody will be doing actions for the sake of dunya. This will be the basis. Don't take back what I'm saying. I'm talking about the day and age of fasad, which is written in the hadith. Yes, all of my respected scholars have heard them saying that the pious elders are sitting here. They will confirm. So don't lose hope. There will be good people who will fikr and worry. What amal should we do? So this is the product that Allah Ta'ala is defining, telling us that when you live in the age and era of fasad, the announcement of Allah's Nabi is, in the fasad al-ummati, man ahyaya sunnati, whoever takes hold of one sunnah of mine and practices in this day and age of fasad, how much thawab will he get? The product is being told, how much thawab will he get? How much reward for implementing? 100 shaheed thawab. 100 shaheed. Who is giving? Allah will give. And who is telling us? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So how can it be a lie? Mishkat, hadith, sahih. Respected scholars are here. Ask them. Ask them. Wake up in the morning. Wake up in the morning. You can't pray tahajjud. No problem. When you wake up, how? The way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wake up. Get up first. Listen to the products for Jannah. How much reward will you get? Why much reward? On these actions that I'm telling you. How much reward for each one? 100 shaheed. Solid. Confirm. 100 shaheed thawab is not a small thing. In big shops, you won't get this. Big deeds, they won't be able to earn this. So, come down in the scale and start from the lower end. Lower end. Go to the bed, to the mattress, wake up. After you wake up, do one deed. First and foremost action of the day, what will that be? Say it loudly. What do you have to say? Have you forgotten? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Every action of your life will start with what? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. True promise now? You won't forget now for the rest of your life? Yes. Okay. If you don't remember the dua in the morning, if you forget the dua, recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim when you wake up. Fine. Start the day with Allah's name. Next action. First, how much thawab? 100 shaheed. Next action, sit down. Don't run from the mattress. Don't look around. Sit down. Three times, rub your eyes. Rub your eyes. And wipe your face. How many times? Three times. 100 shaheed thawab. 100 shaheed. Subhanallah. Then next. After that. Next action. Where does everyone go after? Go into the bathroom. Washroom. Toilet. Go to the washroom. What's the way? Method. 100 shaheed thawab. Stand up. Allahu Akbar. What do you have to recite before? Before any action? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember this verse? If you know the dua, good. If you don't, recite this. What do you have to recite? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's it. Well done. Now, recite the dua. How much thawab? 100 shaheed. Yaqeen. You have to have yaqeen. You get the reward. You get the reward when you have certainty. When you see the pound shop, this many customers have come to me and no one's going to the big stores. Don't be afraid. Your products are good. People are attracted. Say subhanAllah. So if your deeds are attractive, you'll get the reward. Qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has told us these actions. So 100% we'll get the reward. Then, what do we do? So first thing to do next is, whenever you remember this is sunnah, when you're about to do a good deed, obviously when you are entering into a good place, you put which foot? When you go into a good place, right. If you go into a bad place, you'll put the left foot. But you go into a washroom, not a good place, toilet, not a good place. So which foot will you put into that place first? Left foot. Then cover your head when you go into the bathroom. Put the topi on, the cap. Recite Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Put your left foot in. Left foot into the bathroom, toilet. Put the topi on, cap. Go into the bathroom. Three actions you do. How much thawab? 100 shaheed thawab. How much? 100. So has that not become paradise for you? The action? Subhanallah. What a jannah you're making, subhanallah. No. I'm a big shot worshipper. I don't need to do these small things. I'm a confirmed worshipper. You'll realize. You know when a person becomes big-headed, then he doesn't do these. I'm not worthy of this. I've already achieved. I've already attained, they say. Big heads they have. And very few and seldom the big stores, the big worshippers, they don't go towards these nice sunnah actions. It's only the orphans and the small scale people. After today, everyone will start this. Yeah, we are broken down people, broken down cars. You're thousands of times better than me. I have nothing. I'm worthless. But okay, I'll start from here. Rub your eyes, get up. Go into Allah, sworn by His honor. By His honor. That whoever lives his life like this, I will instill barakah into his life, subhanAllah. Barakah into his life. All these actions, you'll get shifa, you get cure, remedies, barakat, your illnesses will disappear, your jinnat will go, magic will go. Do this 40 days, your life will transform to the best of lives. SubhanAllah. Yeah? Have yaqeen, certainty. That's what you need. So say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Have you gone into the toilet now? Alright, so that's the methodology. Left for a dirty place. And we're still earning by going into the toilet. Next, when you do urinate or toilet, tariqah method, do it with caution, be careful, save yourself from the droplets of urine, they shouldn't contaminate your body, be careful. Nowadays, what do? Yeah, people aren't careful, with caution, the drops of urine shouldn't drop, no rush. Don't hurry in the toilet, sit carefully, I'm telling you the great sunnah, 100 shaheed thawab again. Great sunnah this is, what's that? That istinja. You need how much? Three stones of earth, three pieces of earth. I can't remember the word that we say in our language. It was ajib word. So three pieces of earth, three stones you utilize to wipe your stool excrement. This sunnah. With that you have to wash, do istinja with three stones. And here the ulama have given fatwa, Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Ludhianvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Great mufti, everyone knows him. He said a fatwa, and ulama have confirmed this, that what is it now? That the compensation for that is toilet roll. You can use toilet roll as well. Because we're in the modern age, we're saved. We've been given success. That if you haven't got stones or the soil, earth, and we're in such an environment, if you want to, you can. With caution, you can use these things. But the substitute for that is the toilet roll. So three times, instead of the stones, use toilet roll three times for istinja. Three times. With a niyyah. With the intention. And there's a method of that. Forward to backward, backward to forward to backward. There's the way of utilizing the stone. This is deen. Way of life. So this, when you do this amal, this deed of istinja, how much thawab? 100 shaheed thawab. Is this a prayer mat? We haven't even done wudu yet. We're in the toilet. Look where you've reached your products, the value. Why? When the world will forget my sunnahs in the day of fasad, and the person will revive my sunnahs, then how beloved he will be in the eyes of Allah. Tell me. So are we successful now? After that, mashallah, brothers, come now to first and foremost, what do we need to do after that? is, this is how you start your day. You'll start your day like this. Don't rush the start of the day. You wake up in the morning, when you go to the toilet, first what do we wash? Our hands. What we recite? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Start wudu with Bismillah. Listen to the hadith. When a person starts wudu with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ajib, unique, this is a formula from the Faisal is in the Fadail. When a person recites Bismillah ar-Rahim and starts wudu, that as he's doing wudu, whilst he's doing wudu, the angels are assigned to him and they are writing the deeds in his book of records while he's doing wudu. While he's doing wudu. Next riwayah, next narration. And as long as he's doing wudu, and as long as he's in that state of wudu, say subhanallah. Some people pray four salah with that same wudu. As long as he's in that wudu. If I knew this, I'd drag this to Lisha. Subhanallah. And same thing, that how can it be hard? Does difficulty become easy? Allah Ta'ala says, I swear by my honor that I will instill your deeds with my barakah. So many people have seen that I don't do wudu properly, I break. If you make niyyah that Allah Ta'ala, this wudu I'm doing it with this intention, that this wudu, I start with your kalima, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you said you'll fill my wudu with barakah, Allah want to take the barakah from this wudu. For 2 weeks, after 2 weeks I met him, and he said that all day long, I keep the same wudu, and I feel like keeping the wudu until Fajr, my wudu doesn't break. It's all about the niyyah, iman, we've gotten Qur'an. Allah's given us two things, iman and after that, Qur'an, that is in the heart, belief and Qur'an. Such a great kitab, Qur'an. 12, 13 year old child, Allah seals in his heart. He memorizes, it's that kitab, the Qur'an. Subhanallah, the whole ummah is envious. The angels are envious. What is this that's been revealed? The Qur'an, Yasin surah, this verse, this surah. They can't understand what are these verses. And this ummah's achievement, 13, 14 year old child, it's sealed in his heart. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. And we have dropped so low. Some have dropped. And some others have made us drop even lower. Ah, what's this nonsense, they say. What's your status? Why are you learning Quran? Wasting time, they say. Nauzubillah. We dislike, and they make us dislike this action. Astaghfirullah. Can you imagine this? It's like you have a great car that you've bought, and I'm jealous of you. What's this car you bought? It's a waste of money. My friend bought this. Waste of money. Jealous. Because he's jealous. He sees how his tires will slash. He won't drive. My friend bought this. A few days it drove. After a few days, it broke down. And he says, is it? Oh, he starts to doubt what he's done. There are people like this, jealous people, envious. What's this Quran you've learned? Your son's not going to learn. Oh, send him somewhere else. They're jealous. They don't want to praise that person. He's so disheartened, that father or the son who's reading. Oh, send him somewhere else, another issue. Oh, sell this car. How much insurance? Buy a Skoda, it's cheaper. You say, yeah, he's right. And then he makes his business flop. And that's our situation today, my brothers. This is happening with us as well. They dishearten us. What's this deen of yours? What's this face you've made? What's this libas you're wearing? You're mad in this day and age. People are going to laugh at you. You're never going to progress in your life. Just put it here. Leave this. Hang this bag here. And all this drama you're implementing. Salah. No, no, no. It's freedom nowadays. Praying salah. And behind everything he sees, feel like making him a picture and showing that this is the salah you prayed. He's praying with his attire, and you see the nakedness of the body. Sometimes I feel like taking a picture, you're praying Salah Jummah, and this is your image from your rear. This is when you went into prostration, where your body parts are shown. Isn't this the case? We are so afraid. No, 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 don't wear this attire, don't wear this attire. They don't like this, don't wear this and go out. They'll laugh at you. Does this happen? Does this happen? Women are naked today. No, 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 don't wear this. You come to this world, in this state, in this. They'll be upset with you. Don't wear this attire. So much we've stooped low. Every action of ours, we are disheartened. And that subhanAllah, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, they practice this. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu practice this. Hazrat Usman practice this. In the heavens, the angels were proud of this deed, of the deeds of us. And in our eyes, we are ashamed of this. Is this not the case? Am I right or am I wrong? Right. Ourselves, we dislike and hate our deen, our deeds. What drama is this? The same person told you, oh, you bought this car, don't buy this, don't do this. When he makes him sell that car, he's happy. Oh, he's left the deen, I've entrapped him. And now see, when you get that car again, he's jealous. Same way today, when they make us leave the deen and we sin, then we're knocking around left to right. That treasure, we've lost it. What do we do now? Nothing have we lost, my friends. The real treasure we've lost, which was what? Ittaba'i Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've left it, we've lost it. It's come out of our lives, from our kitabs, from our speeches, from our practices. So when you come to pray Jumatuna, see that how many people will come in a bad state. That lana curse will come to them in Jummah. And Jummah Salah curse will come on their parents who will pray Jummah with this libas, with their attire, with these faces. And they're praying Jummah Salah. And people spoil their Jummah Salahs. My words may seem strict or firm, but I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid because I'm doing my own Islam. I'm rectifying myself. People get upset. If you're upset with a salah, curse will come. Then first and foremost, I think I am the worst. That all the defects are in my life, and I want to improve myself, that I will come to Jummah. In this way, I'm not speaking to anyone else. I'm speaking to myself. I'm correcting myself first and foremost. I'm addressing myself first and foremost. What's the point of me criticizing others? How can I look at others and criticize them? I'm speaking about myself. You'll see tomorrow what will be our hal. Our situation. Such a great path, such a great deen. All week long, Jummah, we wait for Jummah. The holy day of the month, of the week, du'as accepted, Allah's rahmah descends, such for dial virtues from tonight, forgiveness, hundreds of thousands of people are taken out of Jahannam on this night, Jummah, 70 times increase of reward for salah, for ibadah, this is the night we're in today, Jummah, and how we don't value and appreciate, we destroy our Jummah, I swear, that's why I promise, every man should promise tomorrow when he comes, he will come with the imamah for Jummah. If he has pride and has some respect, then you should purchase this product. Take off all this nonsense. You're afraid, I'm scared. If I wear this world, this is fear that's coming to us. Fear. You should lower, we've lowered ourselves. This sunnah, Rasulullah, 70 times over my Jummah will multiply reward. Allah will be pleased. The angel will send durood. Salutations. How can I leave this libas? This night, I'm afraid, I'm scared. We want to, I'm scared of my wife, of people. What will people say? What is this you're wearing? What are you doing? If you're a son of a man, if you have some respect and honor, pray Jummah tomorrow in such a way, it is the most memorable Jummah in your life. I'd say that there's no need to come to this masjid for Jummah if you don't want to do it properly. Go to some other place. This salah is not accepted in Allah's home like this. It is not accepted. If you want to come, come as the slave of Rasulullah SAW in the Kutub al-Qul, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُوبُونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّابِيُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Oh my beloved, with your blessed statement and tongue, tell these people. Say with your blessed words, that if you want to be my beloved, Allah says, if you want to pray Jummah correctly, then copy and imitate my beloved, the Prophet Muhammad SAW, then come to the masjid. Allah says, if you want to do sujood in the masjid, come like this, otherwise don't come to the masjid. I have no need for your prostration in these shameful libas and shameful faces. Allah says, I'll reject your Jummah because you're spoiling your salah. Come pure, clean, correct libas, not with ghusl, not a physical bath. Give the bath to your batin, then come to Jummah and become the beloved of Allah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ Allah says, after this amal, you don't need to find me. I will love you so much, Allah says, if you follow this. I'm not saying this, is the Quran that we recite. Quran. Tomorrow you'll find out, my brothers, how many people come. Whoever doesn't come, come, I'll give you the imamah. Take the imamah from my home. Tomorrow is morning, and come and pray Jummah with the imamah. Those who are cowards, who are weak, who are hypocrites, who are munafiqs, who haven't got iman in their hearts, then they won't understand what I'm saying. And this is called fasad. And this is the day and age of fasad. Those who reject the sunnah, and those who implement the sunnahs, then he will become the owner of the biggest store, and that store will be where? He will start from the lower scale, pound shop, multitudes of shops will open, and he will get a massive store in paradise, due to following the sunnah. And it will be there waiting for him, the rewards. Am I right or am I wrong, brothers? Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I saying right? Put your hands up if you understand what I'm saying. MashaAllah, you understand me, MashaAllah. Put your hands down. So this is life of a Muslim, brothers. There's nothing else. This is the straightforward life of a Muslim. We are walking around like blind people. It's a drama in our life. We should grab hold of his methods and adopt the journey. And that's our life. That's it. We don't know anything else. Just like the Sahaba Ikram, noble companions. Allah, they said that we don't know. Allah and His Rasul know best, and that's our life. They were blind in the love of the Sunnah. Yes, when they saw the sunnah, have you seen this? No, Allah knows and His Rasul knows best. We don't need to know anything else. Just teach us, we know nothing else. Our life has one practice. And what is that practice? That imitation of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the Sahaba's way. That's when a person will get success. So now it is written, when we will die and the graves have been apportioned. I told you about a death that passed. He was stood next to us. I was praying janaza. I didn't even know whose janaza I was praying. I cried so much. Probably in my life I've not cried so much. I was sneezing and in salah, in ishraq. And I was crying. Even now my heart is sad with this. But Allah, what's happened to him? He's gone so quickly. I look at his son, the young child, the orphan, and I felt sad that how Allah Ta'ala took his father. Sometimes Allah takes the father from the children, sometimes the children are taken from the parents, and they see this is life. There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. Whoever's gone is gone. You can't bring him back. Doesn't matter how much you love him. So the other products, what was I saying to you? The other actions, wudu. When you do wudu, what should you recite beforehand? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When you wash your hands, after washing your hands, 100 shaheed reward. After that, you've woken up. First thing you need to do, the first action you need to do, remember this. Very valuable for a Muslim. Very valuable for a Muslim that we've forgotten today. These things that have been replaced with. Remember the action that Rasulullah gave this as a gift. Definitely be steadfast on the action. Thousands of substitutes will come. But if Rasulullah has given this as a gift, you cannot substitute it. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. You understand what I'm saying, or you don't understand what I'm saying? Shall I tell you what the action is? That's the Miswak Sharif. Miswak Sharif. Honorable Miswak. Respected Miswak. Beautiful gift. Beautiful gift of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We don't understand. Miswak, the toothstick. What's a miswak? Now the methodology. When you wake up, after waking up, immediate, wash your hands. After washing your hands, first what do you need to do? Use the miswak. What do you need to do? Use the miswak. Remember this. What's your niyyah intention? In your mind, double products in you. Double. Making your life worthwhile. Because we didn't know this. What should be our intention? That when you do miswak at that time, this is the sunnah niyyah, that when the Prophet used to wake up after sleeping, used to do miswak. This is the miswak for waking up after sleeping. Say Subhanallah. Not the other one. So how much thawab will you get? 100 shaheed. Say Haji sahab, how much thawab? 100,000. This is the miswak. The Prophet, when he wake up after sleeping, when we wake up after sleeping, what will we do? Miswak, 100 shaheed thawab. So that's one side now. Put it to the shelf. Then you will do wudu, wash hands. Niyyah for what? Wudu. Say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then 100 shaheed thawab again. Because you're doing wudu now. Allah. Then you start wudu. And you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Now where do you get to? There are many things in wudu. I'm just summarizing for you. Summarizing. Well, whilst you're doing wudu, alongside wudu, you have to do again what action? Miswak. Then you take the miswak and then what's the intention now? This is the intention of wudu. How much thawab? 100 shaheed thawab. Separate. So first was the one on waking up, then miswak. What do? We wake up and we do wudu. I've done wudu. I've got two in one. We do this, don't we? We've combined them. No, they're separate. Don't waste your thawab. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. They're separate. So am I giving beneficial advice here? Double thawab. Just whilst you're standing. Just standing, you're getting double thawab. First you wake up, miswak for waking up. Then you start wudu. Then you put miswak, rub it in your teeth. How long does it take? Then you get 100 shaheed thawab. Allahu Akbar. How Allah wants to give. How Allah gives. Subhanallah. Okay? Right, let's continue. Finish wudu. After completing wudu, you come out of the bathroom. How should you come out of the bathroom? What did I say to you when you come to a good place? Right foot. How much thawab? 100 shaheed thawab. Keep on counting. Keep on counting. Why? Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us this. He's given us methodology. So we're following him. Is there a book you've read? Have you read a medical book? Which kitab have you read? Sunnat Sharifa. Honorable Sunnah. We're learning the honorable Sunnah. 100 shaheed thawab. Right foot out. Is it painful to do that? Is it painful? Burdensome? No. Come out easily. Easily. Now, after you come out of the toilet, what do you do? Very simple action Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us. What's that? After coming out, then be grateful to Allah, isn't it? So recite the kalma, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Everyone knows this. Soon as you complete wudu, recite this kalima. Imagine, how much thawab? 100 shaheed. Allah says, 100 shaheed thawab, and after that, another answer Allah gives. I am so happy you've recited this kalima after doing wudu. Allah says, you've implemented the sunnah, you recited the kalima. So what do you get now? Allah says that I will open all the 8 doors of paradise for you. Subhanallah. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Look where you're reaching in the few minutes in the morning. Just by doing wudu, you get enjoyment. Okay? Now, you're free from this. Another action I'll tell you. Beautiful action. And after that we'll do dhikr, because it's becoming a lengthy discussion. Then we'll leave the rest for next time. Just a few products I'm sharing with you. So do amal on these for now. Next, what do we do? So we done wudu. Where do we go now? To the masjid. To the masjid. Yeah? To the mosque. After doing wudu, straight away focus on the masjid. Say, Allah, I'm so grateful to you. So grateful. You give me so much wudu already. So two rak'ah I'll pray. Tayyatul wudu. The wudu you allowed me to do in the celebration for that, I'm grateful to you, Allah. So you read two rak'ah nafal salah, tahiyatul wudu. Quickly. What's your niyyah? Two rak'ah for wudu. Completion wudu. Allah, you allowed me to do wudu. You made me capable. No, don't run away. Don't run. This is such a great action. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah said that he was walking in front of me and he went into paradise. Subhanallah. I said, Bilal, I heard the footsteps. How comes you became so fast that you are in front of me, and I heard you in Jannah before me? What did you do? Nabi is asking the ghulam. The Prophet's asking his sahabi. And in the world he had no status. Yes, he was beaten, he was a slave, he was tortured, he was laughed at. And in Allah's eyes, where has he reached? Look at his maqam. He's walking into paradise before Rasulullah. So the dunya status is something else. Allah's status is something else. Faqirs appreciate, value the walis of Allah. You know those people who sit on thrones, or they're showing off, forget them. But the people who are walis of Allah, in the eyes of the people of the world, they're low. But in Allah's court, they're high level. High level. High tariqah. Don't joke at the walis. Don't dislike the awliya Allah. Don't jest against them. Yes, because however they walk around, they're following the sunnah, they're in love with the sunnah, leave them in that state. Don't criticize them. Don't jest with them. Don't pester them. They're ajeeb people. Subhanallah. Am I right or am I wrong? Okay. So Rasul said, Bilal, what action do you do? Ya Rasulullah, I just do everything that you do. I'm your ghulam. I obey you. I'm obedient to you. But tell me, what action do you do that's allowed you to do? He said, one action I do regularly, that when you state this is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that whenever I complete wudu, after that straight away I pray two rak'ah tahiyatul wudu. Allahu Akbar. What a great action that gave him the status. And here, and what are we being told? That whoever does this action, then listen to the reward. Open your ears and listen. Fantastic points coming up. Whoever does tahiyatul wudu after wudu, Sahih Muslim hadith. Whoever does this action, does wudu, completes wudu, after doing wudu, he prays two rak'ah salatayat wudu. Allah's Nabi said, I tell you a good piece of news, glad tidings, Jannah is compulsory on you. Paradise is compulsory on you. Say Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah again. Say Subhanallah again. So today we will conclude here. Quite a lot we have discussed, and I've told you, let's do dhikr of Allah, let's be grateful to Allah. Allah has allowed us to discuss good things. All of these things we will do what? Implement. Make a promise. Whatever action you do in life, you'll start with what? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Start sitting in your car. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Stated, as long as you drive this car, your good deeds will be recorded in your record books. Subhanallah. Taxi drivers, subhanallah, what a lot of reward you'll get. As long as you drive your taxi in the evening, you will be counting your money and you'll have amal as well in your record books. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So do you understand what I'm saying? Bismillah. So take hold of that with force today. Every action, go to your wife, bismillah. Even to this extent, such a child will be born, wali Allah will be born. Subhanallah. Barakah. Barakah, I'm telling you today, more barakah after today. If I remember, I can't remember today. Okay, so let's recite Durood Sharif.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim, salamu salamu ala sayyidu salim, shubhiyu zameen, dhahu yaseen, al-habibu al-ameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وآل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ظلمنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minas zalimin. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا ولا تعتك اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان iman wa shanna yawmal qiyamati waliman ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in allahumma ihdina siratal mustaqim allahumma ihdina siratal mustaqim allahumma ihdina siratal mustaqim allahumma istabilna bi sunnati wa naf'na bi muhabbatihi واشهدنا في زمرته يا كريم اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا دافع البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافع الأمراض اشفع مرادنا اللهم اعفنا في بدني اللهم اعفنا في سمي اللهم اعفنا في بصري لا اله الا انت ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم لم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الله يعلم منهم والأموات برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.